Don't look now, but here comes November. Time to find out what's going on in your Hancock parks. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA. It's Rox Howard. Good morning, sunny. 59 today. Michelle Rumschlag in from the Hancock Park District. Good morning.
Good morning.
And November is coming
like,
along.
What happened to October?
I don't know.
Like it was kind of warm, and then it was like, now we're cold and frosty.
We were so spoiled there for a long time.
I know.
So then we have to change our clocks this weekend.
You know, it just needs to say fall back. Don't
leave
change
it alone,
right? Because everybody, it's going to get dark soon, and everybody freaks out over it. So if we just kept it standard time, and then it would just ease into getting darker, and then we wouldn't have to mess in the spring, and
you wouldn't mess with the animals. They just go with the.
They
with,
don't know
with
any
the sun.
Different.
They don't know
but
anything,
like,
you know.
No, I don't. There's no point to it these days. So I'm a proponent of. I know it's staying one way, but I want to stay back to standard and then just stay. And not spring forward, fall back, just stay where we are now leave. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, back in the day, wasn't it to save coal oil or something? The lighting? I don't know what it was, why it was changed.
I don't remember. So. If it was like factory workers, so it wouldn't be dark when they came out. They say farmers are out. Farmers don't care what time it is.
No.
When it's light, they're in the field.
Right.
So that's not it. I don't know. But that's like over 100 years ago why they did it, supposedly. And I think times have changed a little bit, so.
I don't know. So,
just don't be in the parks at night unless we got a program with the time change. It's going to be darker sooner, so that's just something to be
aware
of.
Gotta get out.
I think sunsets at 6:30 these days, and it'll be 5:30. So just put that out there for people.
Right.
Got to adjust your time. Head out earlier if you want to be in the parks.
Right.
Come next week.
Actually, Saturday is the first day of November, so you've got guided fall float.
We do. So our last weekend for the fall floats coming up this weekend. So weather looks not too bad. So single kayaks or double occupancy for canoes. Again, of course, HancockParks.com for all of November programming. But you do need to sign up by Friday at 1 o'clock. And we only need one boat. So don't look and go, there's a minimum. We got to have so many boats on the water. I don't think we have anybody signed up right now. But, again, get on there and get signed up. So if it's a solo or if you want to bring a couple friends and have a couple boats worth. Mm-hmm. But this is the last weekend. So after this, won't be until next summer. I mean, you could always take yours out there. And then our docks will come out, too. So usually after we're done with our fall floats, I know people utilize the ones at Riverside and there at East Point. But just know those will be coming out of the water with the season and stuff. So, if you want to get a chance to get on the water, this weekend is your last chance to do that.
All right. And we have a squirrel party on the 8th.
On the 8th, right. So kind of celebrating. of course, we do our Peter Rabbit Tea with Beatrix Potter, and we've done different things with her stories over the years. But she's got two squirrel-related or themed stories, Squirrel Nutkin and The Tale of Timmy Tiptoes, if you're unfamiliar. And so going to read those. Talk about squirrels. Look at them. This is going to take place on Saturday at Litzenberg in the McKinnis House there from 9:30 to 11:30. And this is for kids ages 7 to 10. We do need you to register by Friday morning at 9 with $5 per child. I know I have a few kids signed up for that, but do need a few more. Again, going to make a squirrel craft. We're going to have some hot chocolate and nut, quote-unquote nut. We're going to make fun little acorn snacks, but they're not quite nuts, but it's out of Hershey Kisses and vanilla wafers, if I'm thinking correctly.
Wow.
So just a fun little activity for kids Saturday morning, our school party on Saturday the 8th for kids ages 7 to 10.
And on the 9th, you have Cooking with Venison.
Right. So this is our monthly McKinnis House open house. So again, back at Litzenberg Memorial Woods in the McKinnis House from 1 until 4. And so you know, again, 1840s would have utilized the wild animals that were in the area. So deer, rabbits, squirrel, all those, and gone hunting to kind of supplement their eating and stuff. So, yeah, going to be having some venison available for sampling. Some stew will be there. And then just kind of talking about how they would have hunted and highlighting the white-tailed deer. So if you want to, I haven't had venison in forever. It's delicious. If you haven't had it, come out and try. Chris Ann will be out there cooking, so she portrays Mrs. Fischel, and it'll be delicious. just stop in. All ages, again, our open houses are free. Stop in any time. So from 1 until 4, fireplace will be going, so kind of take the chill out of the air.
Nice.
So, yeah,
nice.
Cooking with Venison, Sunday, November 9th from 1 until 4.
And the 23rd, the first Thanksgiving in Hancock County, what that would have looked like. So that,
we're kind of talking about, right. So that's on Sunday the 23rd at 1 o'clock, again, at Litzenburg Memorial Woods, meeting at the Gatehouse. And then just kind of talking about, right, what the landscape looked like. So obviously, Ohio was very heavily forested. You know, we didn't have settlers here in Hancock County till the early 1800s. And just kind of talking about, right, what the landscape might have looked like back in 1621. Again, looking for different animals. Maybe a turkey will show itself. Because we do want turkeys in Hancock County. And near Litzenburg is where, you know, you do see them a lot. So this is for all ages. Again, no registration required. It's free. So 1 o'clock on Sunday, November 23rd, out at Litzenburg.
Very good. Welcome to November in your Hancock Parks. Hard to believe. Yep. Michelle Rooms, log in, check out HancockParks.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.